Jesus reveals to the mystic and Saint Faustina a message that is urgent about our salvation and the one condition that must be fulfilled for us not to go to hell. It's not just for sinners, but for you and for I. I'm going to explain why. Let's get right into it. Now, again, as I've been searching the Diary of Divine Mercy for different things, I've been finding incredible jewels. And again, I want to remind you the conditions for the Divine Mercy promise, they're just two. To have gone to confession and to receive communion on Divine Mercy Sunday. Very important. We're going to talk about that in a future video. There's some confusion about this for different reasons, but let's get into today's reading. This is from paragraph 965. Jesus looked at me and said, "Souls perish in spite of my bitter passion. I'm giving them the last hope of salvation. That is the feast of my mercy. If they will not adore my mercy, they will perish for all eternity. Secretary of my mercy, write, tell souls about this great mercy of mine, because the awful day, the day of my justice, is near." Now, when we first hear this, we might think that this is just a message for sinners to turn to his mercy. One problem is we're all sinners. So all of us, if we don't adore his mercy, we will perish. Now, I can't believe I didn't understand this, but what does the word adore mean? In Latin, ad orare. In Spanish, orar, and in Latin, orar is to pray. So it means to pray to. So he's saying, if you don't pray to my mercy, you will perish. Here's one important reason. We don't exactly know how we're going to be judged. If you look up in the Catechism or St. Thomas Aquinas or anywhere, how is a particular judgment going to be? For instance, there's this kind of old idea that it's like scales. And as long as you have more good actions than bad actions, then you don't go to hell. So if you take about that weighing thing, if you have a last minute conversion and you have all this evil and only one good action, then you might still go to hell. We don't know if that's the model that is used for our final judgment. Search it up. It's not explained even in the scripture. We don't know because we haven't been in that moment. Or is it rather that as long as we're in a state of grace and we're in a state of friendship with God, that we are not condemned? Is it one or both? Or we're not exactly sure. And since we don't exactly know, we have this warning to turn especially to this Feast of Mercy. Why? Because the promise of this Feast of Mercy is a complete forgiveness of sin and punishment. So you can say that if there's those two scales way of looking at it, that the negative scale is completely erased. And then even if you've only done one good action, it falls down and then you go to heaven. So that's why this is a warning, not just for sinners, although we should definitely, please be my echo as I'm being St. Faustina's, tell people that you know that are away from the faith, if you don't want to go to hell, pray to God's mercy. That's a simple way to evangelize. If you don't want to go to hell, pray to his mercy, adore his mercy. Here are some other considerations. We are only under his mercy while alive. Mercy, since it was the actions of Jesus that took place in time, can only be applied to time. When you die and time ends, you are outside of that realm of mercy and in the realm of justice. So if we don't pray to his mercy and appeal to his mercy, we won't get it. We're going to get his justice. And what is strict justice? I think it's the scale model where God will weigh and his justice will declare more evil actions than good. You are condemned to hell and the judgment will be just because it's an even weighing. Therefore, we must not appeal to his justice, even though they're all one thing. We must rather appeal to his mercy and take advantage of the fact that we are under his mercy, where Jesus offered all these sufferings so that we can offer them in atonement for our sins. My friends, this is an urgent message. Please share it with others. If this has helped you, please like the video and subscribe to the channel and support it through Buy Me a Coffee. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.